Hi, my name is Lance Clute. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Par Electrical Contractors, and we were recently selected as a general contractor for the Northern Pass project.
Can you spell your last name for the record?
C-L-U-T-E. Sorry. First and foremost, I want to thank the Site Evaluation Committee and the DOE for allowing me the opportunity to speak in support of the project. I've personally been involved with our operations here in New Hampshire and throughout New England for the past 6 years. Over that time frame, we have constructed and maintained a large portion of the transmission lines that bring power to really everyone here in the room. We also have played a major role in restoring power during recent storm events. An example, we provided thousands of workers for Hurricanes Irene, Sandy, and the October snowstorm. We have an office located in Bow, and we currently employ approximately 200 people in New Hampshire. These employees live, work, raise families here in the state of New Hampshire. And you can be sure that all of them are looking forward to working on the Northern Pass project and staying here in New Hampshire. Some of these current employees are part of a program that Eversource and us started last year. The goal is to find New Hampshire residents that want to join the apprenticeship program. We hire these candidates, put them into the program, and approximately 3.5 years later they become fully qualified line workers. We plan on continuing this program throughout Northern Pass and into the future. What that does is allows these men and women to be able to stay and work in New Hampshire even long after the Northern Pass project is finished and completed. Based on my experience on past projects, Northern Pass will add thousands of jobs to the New Hampshire economy, and only a small portion of those jobs will be those line workers. The larger portion, the greatest portion, will be from local road builders, excavation companies, lumber mills, loggers, landscapers, waste management companies, aggregate hauling, equipment maintenance, trucking, and I could go on and on. I also wanted to give you an order of magnitude of some of the local spend that we expect on the project. With our experience in past projects, I put together an estimate of these spends for the local amount. We expect to spend $7 million on gravel, upwards of $10 million on concrete, $27 million on conduit and other items for the construction of the duct banks and substations. Our lodging and meals from all of the people working on this project, we would expect to be $20 million and above. Fuel costs alone for our equipment, not including the folks that drive to and from work, will add up around $10 million. And believe it or not, we will spend over $1 million on ice, water, and porta potties. Keep in mind, these are just a few of the direct spends that we will bring to the project. There are far more indirect, some of the trickle-down spends that will have a large impact on the economy. In closing, I would like to urge the committee to approve the application. The state's workforce, economy, and well-being is best served by building Northern Pass. Thank you.